What's up? It's DJ Squid from the Cephala Podcast. I had the chance to interview John Simmons from the band Balance and Composure at the Marquee Theater on November 5th before their show. We got to talk about their new album, Light We Made, how they transitioned those songs to a live show, and how politics affect them as a band. Feel free to check out my 30 Seconds to Music review on our YouTube page about Light We Made. Now let's get to the interview.
How's tour been going so far?
It's been awesome. Having a lot of fun. It's been a while since we've been on the road.
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half, right?
Yeah, it's been like, maybe like, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
We've been having a lot of fun. Playing shows. Kicking ass, taking names.
Awesome. So, the new album that you guys just released is sort of a very new approach to how you have sounded in the last... Yeah. Since you've started, really.
Mm-hmm.
What led to sort of a softer album compared to the previous albums that were a lot more energetic and a lot more...
Angsty.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's just growing up. It was natural. Like, I don't really listen to straight rock music. Like, mm-hmm. just straight rock music anymore. And I think it was just like, we don't really listen to that kind of stuff anymore. So we kind of just wanted to make stuff that we would like a lot.
Yeah.
Because it could have been easy to write like another alternative rock album, like a safe one, but we wanted to like really change the game a little bit and make something completely new.
For the live performances of this album, and if you're playing songs from that, do you change it up at all so there's different louder parts in it or like...
Yeah, you'll see tonight. Yeah, it's definitely different than the album.
Cool.
It sounds different. It's cool. There's more energy. I love playing new songs. I'm really excited about playing all the new songs. So,
awesome.
I think there's energy in them. I would think so.
Okay. Yeah. There are a bunch of spoken parts in this new album. That
yeah.
are sort of underlying
buried,
and you can't,
yeah.
yeah, just sort of buried under and like you don't really notice them unless you're actually listening for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the intentions for all of those and what really brought about those coming into those songs?
Just wanted to get weirder. I've always think that kind of stuff is cool. It's like little hidden gems in songs. And I think it's cool for the listener. And we wanted to add some for this one. So Bailey did all the talking. Our drummer did all the talking mm-hmm. parts that are like buried underneath. And we just wanted to like throw like little like fun stuff for like the listener
mm-hmm.
and see if they can catch it kind of thing.
Awesome.
And I just think it brings a cool aesthetic to the songs too, I think, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the song specifically For a Walk has sort of blanked out lyrics.
Yeah.
In the song and both like in the liner notes as well. Like I looked through and I was like, oh, it's just blank.
Yeah.
So is that sort of just to leave the listener or your audience like sort of up for interpretation?
Exactly.
Okay.
You can fill in the blanks however you want. Yeah, we wanted to just leave it open to interpretation.
Awesome. And on top of the album, before the release, you guys started doing like a Spotify playlist for
yeah.
what...
we were listening
so
to.
So yeah, it sort of influenced you. So what sort of brought that about?
Vagrant, our new record label, thought that'd be a cool thing to do. They asked us like 5 songs each that we all like, were listening to a lot while we were recording. And it's pretty all out over the place mm-hmm. with each member, which I think is cool. And that's kind of, I think it kind of shows the record that there's tons of different influences from each member coming. And I think that's what made the album so cool. Well, I think it's cool.
It is cool.
It's not, it's not like a normal Bounce Coach record. It's
yeah.
actually like all of our influences and in one to make it something. I think it's cool. And the playlist is really cool because a lot of kids get to listen to what we were listening to and they get to find new music and stuff. So,
yeah, do you think that, because I know when you guys released Postcard, everyone was like, whoa, what are they doing with this new sound? Like they have an electronic drum machine and everything
yeah.
on it. And do you think that sort of helped with sort of like an explanation of like, because there's, even though it's all over the place, there are a lot of like more hip hop influence into
mm-hmm.
this album. And I can,
for sure.
like, you can totally tell that because it's a lot of hip-hop beats and it's just repetitive and everything.
Yeah. It was intentional to release Postcard first. We knew that was going to be a curveball. Yeah. And we knew people were going to be pissed, and we're kind of like excited about it. But people are silly, and they think that's the whole record's going to be like that. But yeah, I think with the playlist, you can see where like it came from and stuff. So we knew it was going to be a curveball song, but we knew it was a good song. And we wanted people to be patient, maybe let it grow on them, or maybe get new fans too at the same time, because there's a little bit of everything on our album for people to like. So yeah,
cool. Do you think you guys releasing this album and sort of changing up your whole, basically your whole sound, is going to influence other pop punk indie alternative bands that are sort of in your genre that you used to tour with a lot?
I don't know. I don't know if we're very influential. I don't know. I really don't think people like are influenced by us, but it's possible.
Okay.
I mean, it's cool to inspire or like to give people new ideas, but I don't know.
All right.
People like listen to us and would be like, oh, let's do something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope people, it changes the game, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
Yeah. And so this year is a very special year for America because of the election and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's fun stuff.
And a very controversial election at that.
Yeah.
And throughout the past years, music has been had a lot of influence, I guess, on political stuff. And so I was honestly expecting a lot more political music coming out from a lot of bands this year, and it just didn't seem like it was happening. So do you think that music still has like a say in a lot of political stuff? Or?
I think it does, but it depends on the genre. I mean, punk, I'm sure, I don't listen to a lot of punk anymore, but I'm sure there's tons of like new political stuff coming out. But the reason we don't like really touch on that, because we want to make something like timeless, and if you put something like mention like Trump or Hillary in a song, it's only going to be relevant for those, like we have a week till election or something. So I think that's why we don't really, that's not our job. I don't feel like it's not our job. I love that. I used to listen to like Anti-Flag and Against Me and all that stuff, and that had a huge impact on how I am today. I think it's important, but I don't think it's our job specifically.
For sure. I get that. Do you think that bands in your genre and your band as well, like you have a lot of younger audience, are you trying to at least make them more politically active at all? Like saying like go out and vote or something?
Maybe I should. Maybe tonight I'll be like, who's voting? I don't know. I feel like it's not my responsibility.
Okay.
But there are people who know our shows, and maybe I should say something. It's true. I do have an influence, if I like it or not. I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
I just don't think really people listen to me. I have trouble like accepting that they do.
Yeah. All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
If you had to pick a turtle to be your absolute favorite, which one would you go with and why?
Ooh. Raphael. He's chill. He's the chill one.
Just because he's the chill one?
I like him. I liked him since a kid.
Awesome.
And I like saying his name, like the name Raphael.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And last question, do you have any advice for aspiring artists?
Yeah, keep making art that's true to you and put your whole being into it, and don't get lazy. And just make sure it's the best work that you could do before the world sees it, hears it, tastes it, whatever. Yeah.
I'm DJ Squid with the KCSU Music Podcast, and thank you for listening.